The Synod of Ukrainian Catholic Bishops concluded today in Lviv. The two main topics discussed at the Synod were evangelization and migration, in particular how to support Ukrainians who have left their home and are now living in countries with no structures to allow them to stay faithful to their church and its traditions. Konstantin Chivaga spoke to Bishop Peter Stasiuk, who explained why this is such an important topic.
We are at the conclusion of the Synod of the Ukrainian Catholic Bishops of all of the world. We've just finished our synod, and it was a very important synod. We had two main topics. One of them was evangelization, and the other one was migration. In the last 10, 15 years, many, many millions of Ukrainians have left Ukraine and have moved into different countries around the world. And we are finding that in countries like Spain, Portugal, Italy, and almost every country in Europe and even around the world, there are rather huge populations of Ukrainian Greek Catholics. Of course, some of these places have church structures, others do not. And of particular concern to us are the populations of Ukrainians, Greek Catholics, who are living in countries where there is no structure of the church. These Ukrainians are actually an opportunity for the local churches, or in particular the Roman Catholic Church, to meet them and to become acquainted with the traditions, history, culture of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church. Of course, they are meeting with difficulties because, in fact, many of these people are coming there and they've never, and the local populations do not know them, haven't heard too much about them. One of the basic questions that a lot of these people get is that, are you Catholics? And if you are Catholics, why do you cross yourselves differently? Why do you have married clergy? Why do you have all of the different customs that you do have? And because of that, there are many instances of issues which really the Universal Church does not approve of. In other words, asking these people to become, let's say, Catholics of the Roman Rite, but in fact they are of the Greek Rite, and there are, of course, many of them in cases are being asked to forget about their own local customs and traditions. So this, as Pope John Paul II, the great Pope who just passed away recently, has often so often said that the Universal Catholic Church is made up of two lungs, the Eastern and the Western, and this migration, huge numbers in some places of, you know, 500,000 or so, it gives an opportunity for these people to present and for the local churches to discover the beauty of this rite.